Blog Talk Radio.
And good day to you. Hi. How's everybody doing? Yes, good day. Hello. Happy Saturday. This is Bea, and you're listening to The Metaphysical Edge on Greater Good Ministries Radio. What a day. Boy, have I got a lot to tell you, but let me tell you this first. Our show today is open mic. Give us a call. Our number here, 347-237-5339. We will be doing live free one-question mini readings. So please do call in for your free mini reading today. We'll also be giving a recap of last week's StarWorks USA UFO Symposium. I thought I would be able to call in from the symposium. The only problem is that where our vendors' booths were, we are in the conference hall itself. So we're in the room where the conferences are being held. So there's really no chatting and no talking. And during lunch, and I think they ran until about 1:30, I think it went. So we kind of missed out during the talking to others since the conference was still going on during our time of our program. So I've got a recap for you just to let everybody know what was going on at the symposium. First of all, to pull this off had to be a magnanimous job. I mean, a large, huge job to get it done. And it takes more than one person, but there was one person in the lead, and that was Paula Harris. Paula Harris is a marvelous gal. She was on the show with us week before last. Telling us all about the symposium. Now the symposium is over, and now I've got a lot to share with you, too. But first, what do you say we start taking some telephone calls? Because, after all, we are an open mic show today, and you're listening to The Metaphysical Edge, and we have area code 972. Hello, 972.
Oh, B, I love you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I knew it was you.
I love you.
Hi.
You're my sunshine. You're my sunshine today. I want to thank you. I wanted to ask you, as I sit here looking like an alien, I look like a space alien right now speaking. I got all these foils in my. Foils in my hair.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Very.
Yeah.
So you're well protected right now with your tin foil.
Yeah. People are looking. Well, lady walked by. She says, "Wow, that's some look." I said, "Isn't it? It's a space age." She's looking at me. So I'm in a good giggly mood out in Wiley, Texas today, enjoying the sunshine on my foils as I look like an alien. But I wanted to ask you, can you give me some message about spirit for David and I moving forward from here? What you have for me. Any messages that we need to hear?
I'm happy to share that with you, and I'll look in here. And the first things that I'm seeing is the male of the partnership is out of balance. The female is in balance. Well, that's you and him, hon. And it looks like you're the one that's going to save the day when he's out floundering. You're the anchor. He's tied, he's the balloon in the air, and you're here on the ground holding him down. Now, you switch with him often, is what I'm being shown, is that this is how it is right now. You are the anchor. But there are times when it's you that's the balloon that's out in the atmosphere, and he has to hold you down to earth. So you and he are very well suited for each other, and there's definitely a huge amount of past life history and love between the two of you. So beautiful relationship, moving forward as quickly as it can. There is a psychic and spiritual connection between the two of you. So both male and female partners are very well suited, is what it's showing me.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that's so right, because we do. He anchors me a lot, too, and grounds me when I'm out there fluttering around like a butterfly or a fairy, you know, and tries to get me back down to earth, you know, and he does a good job of it.
It's his turn now. Yeah, it's his turn now.
So I'm doing it for him. You see everything still flowing, the move and everything happen. And he's got to heal, though. He's got to heal.
Yeah, but you know what? Love is working on him. And I'll tell you something else, too. The stones that we placed psychically are really firing up for him. So that's going to be good.
Yes, thank you, B, with your crystal healing. It's very powerful, and I'm very grateful for your remote crystal.
Aw, wonderful, sweetie. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. And we've got about 12, 13 more calls that we'd like to get to. So we'll be moving on, okay? All right, we're moving right on to area code 201. Hello, 201, you're live and on the air with B. Maybe?
B?
There you are. Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you for asking. How can we help you today?
Just want to know, B, what kind of changes do you see coming for me?
Okay, the first thing is you've dropped a bad habit, is what I'm being shown. I'm seeing you taking this hot potato and throwing it in a icy stream, getting rid of it. Some people think you're being foolish. Others are holding back their opinion. I feel you're doing exactly what you need to do as far as change is concerned. Your own telepathic abilities are bringing you into your future. You have your own set of gifts and talents, and it seems to me that you've been working on them for a long time, and they're right there with you. I hope this is making sense, because that's what I'm getting. And I'm also getting that you are Lady Leo. You're the woman who tames the lion. You're the strength, the force to be reckoned with, but all in good conscience, all in good time, all in good speed, all with encouragement and harmony. There's harmony all around you. I'm seeing these frequencies of all harmonious colors, pastels. But there's one color that stands out, and that's red, like a blood red, like a burgundy red, a very rich red. And that seems to be your strength color for some reason. Is this making sense?
I don't know.
I mean, I know I could keep going and going and going, but I just want to really see if this is resonates with you at all.
Well, what does that have to do with change coming for me?
It's saying that you're the one that's in control about change.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And that even though you'll have people who will detract and say you're crazy and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to keep moving forward because there's a method to your madness is how it's coming through. There's a method to your madness. And you're a strength to be a force to be reckoned with. You're strong. You know what you want. You know how to get it. You just need the motivation.
That is so true. Oh, but yeah. I'm pretty motivated also, so hopefully...
Yeah, when you turn the motivation button on, you're flying.
Oh, absolutely.
Get out of your way. Get out of your way. And you're about 7 days away from that trend starting. The low trend is ending and the high trend is coming in. So about 7 to 8 days is going to be a big change for you. Motivation-wise and getting things done, accomplishments within 7 to 8 days. So,
okay.
And you're pulling them in. You're pulling them in. Surround yourself with that burgundy color. That's almost like an empowerment for you.
That's what I'm wearing today, a burgundy top. Mm-hmm.
Good. That's your color. That's your color. It truly is. At least that's what I'm seeing. I guess I'm tuning into you, but I see it. And it's
okay.
Beautiful. Looks good on you. Your strength.
All right.
Hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All righty. We'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, dear. We're going right over to area code 908. Hello, 908.
Hi. Hello,
how
I'm James.
Hey, James.
I'm doing great. Like, I know who I am and where I came from. I know why I have all the abilities that I have, like, my energy healing, my clairconscience. I'm an indigo starseed, and I think that's why I have that ADHD that I have. But
yeah,
I was just wondering, because everything is great. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah,
everything
you're
is great.
You're in a period of accelerated growth. Yeah.
Yes. Because I know, like, ever since last year, I know the path that God and Jesus want me to be on, and my angels, because I actually met Jesus last year. And I know this is where he wants me to be, and I know they keep on saying my truth. Don't hide about what I believe to anybody anymore. The thing is that I'm wondering when I'm going to meet the right person, because I want a lady who, like, I don't have to hide about what I believe in, and I want to have a family one day.
Right. Okay, let's take a close look at that, because I'm seeing a lot of difficulties as far as the opposite sex is. The thing is my guides are saying to be patient, that these difficulties are passing now. As we speak, these difficulties are passing. There's movement, there's change, things are sorting themselves out right now. Be patient, and in your mind's eye, visualize yourself happy. Visualize yourself walking hand in hand, opening the door for your friend, pulling out her seat, helping her with ordering in another language. Be yourself. This is coming. Visualize it. I see it as clear as I see it.
Oh, no, I actually feel it. I actually feel it, because I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah. And my guides are saying be patient. The difficulties are passing. Your trend is changing. You're coming into an upward mobile point of acceleration. And this is really good. So, again, my guides are saying... You're the man. You're tough. You're strong. You're magnetic. Your magnets are turned on, okay? Your magnets are turned on, and you're pulling in the right energies. Be patient.
Now, I know you have other callers, but what about the church that I go to? Because, well, they teach me one thing, but my spiritual beliefs started when I was a baby, and I just knew things even when I was a baby that nobody taught me.
Well, I see you moving on from that group. They're trying to hold you there because they see you as a potential leader at some point. But I'm seeing you marching to a different drum.
Okay.
I see you leaving that spiritual group and moving on.
Well, it's funny. I did leave. I did leave.
Yeah,
I was there a couple of years, and then I've been, but I'm not a member anymore, because the first time I left, I I had the main church take all my information out. So I've been going back to that church for the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, there's nothing there for you. That's what I'm being told. I'm shown is there's nothing there for you. You've absorbed and given everything that you can in exchange, the value for value exchange with these people. Nothing wrong. It's a good group. They're nice folks. It's just not for you anymore. Yeah, it's not for you anymore, dear. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wonderful blessings. I shall, most certainly. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. All righty, we're moving right on. Area code 917. Hello, 917.
Hello, Psychic B. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Tina from New Jersey.
Hey, Tina.
Hi. I was just calling to see what you get from Michael this week, my boyfriend.
Michael, lots of thought. Boy, oh boy. He's really thinking a lot about love. Whatever you did to him, you have love in the air all around you. And I'm seeing him being a little bit held back. There's an obstacle in his way. It looks like money, responsibility. But I don't see that taking too long. Within the next 6 to 9 days, I'm seeing 6 to 9 hours, 6 to 9 days. Definitely not 6 to 9 weeks. But 6 to 9 days, I'm seeing things lighten. His load will lighten. He's intuitive.
6 to 9 days?
Six to nine. Yeah, 6 to 9. Yeah, he's intuitive. And
What happens in 6 to 9 days? I'm sorry.
In 6 to 9 days, I see the hindrance going away, the obstacles that are in front of him going away.
Oh, great.
That's what I'm seeing, obstacles, but the obstacles are like money and bills and duties and obligations, and I see him being like weighted down with obligations, but not to worry. This is just the period of time that this is impacting him. So he's coming along just fine.
Oh, I did do some things this weekend. He really appreciated it.
Yeah. He's puffed up with love. You got him going. Good for you.
What about the car situation? Do you see why he bought the car?
Let me take a look, see, because that's probably this obstacle with the money thing. I don't see buyer's remorse or anything. It's just, you know, something he wanted and he got.
But he just bought two of the same cars.
Two of the same cars? Well, that's I'm not seeing that here at all. I don't see that.
Yeah, he just bought two of the same cars.
That's weird.
It is
maybe
very
he bought
weird.
One for you. Yeah, maybe he bought one for you.
I think so, because he keeps saying, I need a wife. I'm like, oh, my God, he bought two of the exact same cars. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, it makes sense if he's giving it to somebody as a wedding present, so. My guys are telling me to tell you, keep your attitude positive. No matter what, don't be angry. Don't be upset with him. The cars honestly do not show up in here, although they have a very strong meaning for you, okay? Because cars are how you, that's how you get around. And I don't just mean, how could I say it, like in the physical. The car represents your life. In spiritual terms, someone gives you a car. It's like they're saying, "Here, I'll help you. I'll help you get through this life." That's a real act of love. That's how I see it.
Cool. Oh. Well, I took your advice, so thank you. Yes, I'm not going to get angry and stay cool.
Absolutely. All right. Cool beans. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. Bye. Wowie, wow. I just love validations. Moving right along. Area code 714. Hi, 714. You're live and on the air with B.
Hi, how are you, B?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. A beautiful day. This is Boo Boo. How are you?
Hey, Boo Boo. I'm great, sweetie. Life is good. I'm happy. I'm a happy camper.
Okay.
I got my nice cup of Costa Rican fair trade coffee, and the sun is
wonderful, shining,
and it's warm, and life is just rosy.
Oh,
serious.
Good.
Life is good. So how can I help you?
Wonderful. Yes, I was wondering if you see anything in July. I have something that's going on that's going to be life-changing. And I've been positive, trying to think everything's going to be positive. But now it's up to the lawyers, you know, that kind of thing. I was wondering how, do you think it's going to be positive outcome? Or because I'm done what I have to do now. I'm
right,
just being positive. Yeah.
And you know what? That's the best way for you to handle this situation is to remain positive. And that is,
yes.
And there's, I'm seeing a parent or a relative involved here that is on your side, cheering for you, helping you, being a guide as best they can as far as you'll listen. Mm-hmm. And, but, I mean, you know, you're your own person. People will
yes.
give you their opinions, but you're going to go by what you feel. I'm also seeing a real holiness around you, and this is a weird thing to say, but your aura is very bright, very light, and very – so that's telling me that you are definitely surrounded with positivity. The intention that you're putting out is
mm-hmm.
showing. Other people
mm-hmm.
are going to pick it up. Now, I pick it up right away. I'm seeing it, but that means
wonderful.
That other people, even if they can't see it, they're going to feel it, dear. You've placed yourself in a place of love. You've surrendered
wow.
your worry. That's what you have to do, is surrender your worry
yeah.
and just let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing everything balancing out, being at the right place at the right time, for the stars are in the right alignment, all that kind of good, you know, stuff. So it's right.
Exciting.
The stars are shining, and they're putting a glow on you. Now, who's this partner around you? There's
partner, my husband?
There's a twin soul around you, a little on the out-of-balance side, but nevertheless a strong contender here in your reading.
My husband?
So I'm seeing, it could be, is there mm-hmm. a twin soulmate attraction there? Because that's what I'm seeing. This is you're almost like your opposite.
Yes, we've been together for over 20 years, and it's like every day is like the first day of meeting him.
Well, I'm glad to see that that you feel that way, because that is
mm-hmm.
only going to improve with time. Your relationship it improves every day. It's
wonderful.
Just a wonderful,
yes.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. So good for you, dear.
Thank you.
Good for you. I like it.
Thank you, B.
Oh,
thanks.
You're welcome. Warmest blessings.
Words of encouragement. Yes. Words of encouragement. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Bye.
All right. Okay.
All righty. We're moving on. Area code 916. Hello, 916. You're live and on the air. I hear you. You're there. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm in the library.
How are you? Good deal.
I stayed outside waiting for you to take my call, and you didn't. So I stepped in the library, and then you called me. But as long as you can hear me, hopefully they won't catch me.
I'll be quiet. I'll be real quiet.
Oh, you don't have to be quiet. I do. You can be loud. I don't think I've talked to you before, but maybe if I have, it's been a while. I just want to know... throw out this name, Martin, and how is he moving forward on, how's it going to be with me and him?
Okay. Is Martin a childhood sweetheart?
Maybe past life. No, I haven't met him in
past
this life unless
okay.
I'm thinking
really
that.
Thinking Yeah, I'm really seeing a connection, and it's like a childhood connection. So it could very well be that you picked up from where you left off in a previous life.
And that's the last name, just by the way.
The last name, Martin?
Because I have I have Martin in my family who had a first name. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Well, the energy that that I'm feeling, picking up from you, is very childlike, and not in a bad way. It's in touch with your inner child, in touch with the inner child. There's money around this guy. Other people are noticing a change in him, and I'm also seeing other people noticing a change in you, in your personal power. You're standing more erect in your own power, I'm seeing. And I'm seeing sunlight shining on you, that golden warm light shining on you, healing, bringing you forward, pulling you further into the light. So you are a light worker? You do light work.
Yes, I am. I am a light worker. Yep. I've been on the road for a year and a half.
God bless you. Plus, you're really glowing. You're shining, and you're doing your job. You're like the queen. I get the feeling. You get this. You have this royal vibration. So there's a lot of past life energy around you that you're working out. God bless you for that, dear. Money, money, money. That's your personal power. You may not handle it very well, but it certainly comes your way when you need it.
Well, I haven't had any my whole life, so this is going to be something new.
Good.
I've worked
very
hard, you know, to raise my children, and I didn't save enough for myself. And now being on the road for a year and a half, light working is like working with the universe. And
yeah.
I have the energy of money. Yeah, I have the energy of money,
yeah.
But as far as actually having it so that I could go start a spiritual business and all that, that's not here yet. But I was hoping that Martin was going to be helping me work on that.
Well, like I said, this is going to be a fun ride. The man has got a great sense of humor. He's he brings things out. He's a manifester. So I think that's really good. I kind of like that energy. It's like he's got like Sagittarius energy. He seems to be quietly frenetic. That's the best way I can explain it. There, he seems cool and calm on the outside, but the inside, he is pure adrenaline. He gets things done. In other words.
Oh, good. So we'll make a good match. I might be able to.
Yeah, it does seem like a good match. He's
okay.
A Pisces.
Well, his sun sign is, but
yeah.
I don't know his rising and moon.
Yeah. He's got some Sag in him somewhere in his chart somewhere. But boy, Pisces, he doesn't carry a lot of Pisces. But that's okay.
It's kind of like me. I don't carry a lot of my sun. I carry my rising more. At least I have till now.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. You do that. But I love the reading. I see you, and you're very stable. Yeah, you're stable. You're attuned. You're attuned to your spiritual laws. You are attuned to the spiritual laws. That's what they're telling me. And you're right. You've got this from past life experience. You're an old soul, dear.
Yes.
Yeah? You're like a
That's
high priest.
Wonderful.
That's the place for you. Yeah. You're like a high priestess.
Oh, thank you very much.
God bless you, dear.
Yes.
I'm so glad you called me. Thank you.
All right. I'll call you again.
Cool beans. All righty. Sounds like a plan. Have a blessed day and a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Cool beans. We've got some callers on hold. 571-843-972-818. You're in the queue, and you'll be coming up. I'd like to take a short break, and we shall be back in a few moments. Hello, everyone.
Bea DeLozier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea DeLozier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. DeLozier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Hi everybody, this is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Be the Lozier and the Metaphysical Edge on the Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's V.
Hey, thank you, Bob. All right, we're back. How are you doing? We are taking calls. We had a lot to tell you about. I wanted to touch on the Honorable Paul Hellyer and what he discussed at the symposium that I attended last week. It is the StarWorks USA UFO Symposium, the second annual, and it was wonderful with Paula Harris and Denise Stoner, Kathleen Martin, Stan Romanek. These are all marvelous people, and there was one theme I kept noticing the entire time during that 2.5 days. The theme is love, and that just tickles me to no extent. I can't tell you how much that makes me happy to hear these folks speak of love as the basis for all that is happening on our planet right now, particularly in the UFO arena, the paranormal. And you know, when you look at it from a viewpoint of love, then and only then can you really fully grasp why these beings are here. They're not here to take over the planet. If they were going to do that, they would have done that eons ago. But they are here to help us and to guide us. They are here to stop us from hurting ourselves. And that was a very big thing that was being discussed, too, during the symposium, about missiles that were being shot down during the Bay of Pigs incident and some other incidents where the missiles were disarmed before they were going to get off the ground, not only here in the United States, but in Russia and in a number of other places. So these beings, yes, they're here. Okay, well, beyond that, we know they're here, but now we're up to the, well, what are they doing here and who are they? They are here because they have an interest in themselves so that we don't destroy planet Earth and that we don't destroy them. And everyone else that is around us in our universe, in our galaxy. So it was a wonderful, wonderful symposium. A lot to be learned, a lot of fun shared. We're moving right on. We're going to be taking our next telephone caller. Okay, we've got area code 571. Hello, 571.
Hi, how are you, Bee?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. It's a wonderful show. It's my first time here, so I'm so happy. I'm like, yay.
Oh,
I love
your
messages.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How wonderful.
Good. Yeah, my name is Sabrina. And I'm actually
Sabrina?
Just concerned about Mina, M-I-N-A.
Mina. Oh, Mina. What a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you.
Hi,
it's a beautiful D. Hi. I just have a question that's upcoming.
Sure.
It's like I need to move out of my house, but I'm worried about finding something wonderful. So I was just wondering if you see anything in that area.
Oh, yeah,
as well
I do.
As finances.
And it's,
definitely.
You are definitely leaving where you are. But you know, there's a black cloud around where you are. You've got to get out of there. There's something wrong there. Yeah, there's something wrong there.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So not to worry, Mina, because I'm seeing you move, and I'm seeing the move is going to be about, it's going to be about maybe 80 or so miles. I'm not seeing you moving out of the area real far,
okay.
But I am seeing you moving out of that mindset, that
okay.
relative mindset. I'm seeing change. I'm also seeing,
right.
Wow, it looks to me like you're already working on this. Holy cow. You're working on this already, whether you know it or not. You're definitely working on this already, yeah. And this is telling me that there's a long journey ahead. So are you at first I saw about 80 miles, 100 miles maybe, within a relative distance, not real far. But
okay.
the second energy boost is showing where what you want, and that's saying that you would like to move, 2,000 miles away. So, yeah, but I don't see that happening.
Right.
I don't
not right now. Anyways, maybe down the line, but for now.
Maybe. Yeah.
Close by. Okay.
Yeah.
So a career change then would probably hopefully follow that, I guess, right?
Wow. Career-wise, I'm seeing you being very thrifty about that because you're secure with what you're doing. And you don't want that security shaken, but I'm here to tell you, you don't have to worry about that, Nina.
Okay.
You're a very strong-minded gal, and once you set your mind to something, you're going to plan it out right to the nth degree, a little OCD perhaps, but that's okay. It works for you.
It is so true, wanting to control. But see, lately I've sort of switching my mindset and letting spirit help as well. You know, not just the way I want it, but with spirit's help, get the best possible outcome. So I'm changing that part of it all.
You know, that's really great.
Don't
worry about the money. Don't worry about the finances.
Okay.
The finances are going to come along. You're a very thrifty person. That's how you come through. Is very thrifty. Are you a couponer?
Somewhat.
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
very couponer.
Yeah, I can see you being a couponer. Going after that. But you're balanced. Your ego is in balance. I don't see a lot of fluffed up feathers and a lot of talking about your own self. You're not a person to toot your own horn. In other words, but you're definitely a. But you're a doer, dear. You're a definite doer, so you're going to get things done is what I'm being told. Hey.
Oh, bless you. Uh-huh.
Is there a husband around?
Yeah, but not for long. I think he's going to kind of, we're separating, so.
Yeah, okay, because I'm seeing the husband as being a real angry person. Almost envious of your ability to adapt and to change, and he doesn't have that. I see a lot
just,
of anger there.
Yeah, I left. Just seeing everything in the light of the Lord. I put everything in check and just being fair and praying for everyone, including him. So making sure things are done in a nice, proper manner. Yeah.
Just lift him to the highest light, and God will take care of it.
He always does.
Yeah. And that's exactly how it comes through. My guides are saying, be optimistic. Don't allow anything to rain on your parade. If you feel like you're in the dark and people are shoveling manure on you, just consider the mushroom and how wonderful they are. There's always a silver lining.
You're so blessed. Thank you so much for that message and validation. I needed to really hear that today. So
I'm so glad. God bless you and warmest blessings to you.
Bless you too, and blessings to everybody listening too. Okay, have a beautiful day, honey. Thank you. Lots of love.
Thank you, dear. Bye. Bye, dear. All righty. We are rolling right along here on the Metaphysical Edge. Hey, it's open mic day. Give us a call, 347-237-5339, and we will do our best to get your question on the air. Right now, we're up to area code 972. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
This is Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Lisa.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just calling because I have two men in my life, Jeffrey and Bruce, and I'm trying to figure out the intentions of them.
Okay. Jeffrey is definitely a friend. He likes you on multiple levels. Bruce has got some issues with expectations. He wants to kind of be more of a controller, and I hope I'm not getting them mixed up, but that's the way that they're coming through to me, is Bruce is more, has more expectations about how he expects you to behave, how he expects his partner to act, and how his suggestions are supposed to be listened to. I see him more as a mentor than I do a friend, or wanting to be a mentor than to be a friend. The first fellow, I just feel that he is pure friendship. Wherever it goes, he's happy to go with the flow. I see him being easygoing. And I also see him being someone that sits back and observes. And he really watches. And he likes what he sees.
Okay.
So that's James. I kind of like him. I
think
they're both lovely men. Yeah, they're both lovely men. But I can see you more with the James style than with the Bruce style. Although Bruce is, you have a lot to learn from Bruce. He's a teacher, and loves that mentoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be nice and saying the guy is a boss.
That he's a what?
He's a boss. I'm trying to say it in a nice way that he's bossy and pushy.
Well, he's my ex, and he's reappeared and kind of won't go away, and it's made it difficult for me and Jeffrey. And so it's like me and Jeffrey were just going along, and then he reappears, and it's put a strain on us. So
he's gonna take off again. You know, it's just not working with you and him. You know, don't even keep him at arm's length. Just take him off the stove altogether. You know, he doesn't even deserve a back burner. He's not a bad guy. It's just that that's why he has those feelings, because he was married to you and felt like he owned you and that he still owns you. And he doesn't.
Right. Exactly.
No, he didn't when you were married to him, and he doesn't now. So not a problem. Not a problem at all. It's Jeffrey, not James. I keep on thinking James,
Jeffrey.
But it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
I like him. This man is a friend. He's balanced. I see that this can go further than where it's going. But he's the observer. He watches how you react to things in your life, and he likes what he sees. He likes the way you handle things. So he's not a bad guy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, things are going to heat up in June. After the second week of June, things are going to heat up between you and Jeffrey. Good, in a positive way. Yeah.
Okay.
So I see that as good. All right, darling.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank
you
for calling us here on the Metaphysical Edge. All righty. We're going to move right on. I'm telling you, we're just making these calls today. Area code 617, you're live and on the air.
Hi, B. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Good, good. This is Annette.
Hey, Annette. How can I help you today? I love that name. I love that name, Annette.
Actually, it's my middle name and my family.
I like it.
Yes, yes.
That's nice.
I would love a reading.
Okay. Let's get moving right on it.
Okay.
If you don't mind, you don't even have to tell me something. Let me just go and tell you exactly what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'm seeing somebody in the military around you. I'm seeing this person being a real challenge. I'm getting a male energy, a military male energy, but I get the feeling that it's a woman.
Oh.
Okay. I get the feeling that it's a woman. Is it a daughter or a niece or a sister? It's a female close to you that's in the military.
Actually, it sounds more like probably my mother.
Mother, military bearing. Maybe she was a military child.
No.
She was in the military. I'm getting
no.
a very strong hit. Either, huh?
I think that's just her energy.
It's just her energy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's challenging to say the least.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's I'm seeing that she but is very above board about things. So I don't see this as a bad situation. I just see her being tough as nails and
mm-hmm.
being a very good influence on you. In fact, she's given you some advice that had you taken it, you would have been financially in a better spot. For some reason, I'm seeing her financial advice is being very good for you. So listen to her when she tells you, don't buy this, buy that.
Yes.
You don't want to listen to her. I got it. I get it. That's not a problem. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Everybody learns at their own speed. And you've got reasons for why you feel bucking the system with mama. Not a problem, but there's a man here too, and this man is very stable. He's not parent though, not family.
Mm-hmm.
He's like your knight. He comes around to help you and save you from yourself. I see that there's you're cultivating a relationship right now with this person, and again, I'm seeing money around him. He's stable money-wise. I think the way it comes through to me is that you're not very stable money-wise and that you attract people that are because you really need the help. Does that make sense? Gosh, I hope so.
Yes.
That's how it comes out. But you know what I'm getting? I'm getting that you're listening because of the guy. Whoever this man is a lovely man. He wears hats. Who's the guy around you that looks really sharp in a hat? This guy looks cool in a hat. You know, maybe he hasn't showed you that side of him yet, but he's very cool. Yeah, I like him. Nice guy, dark short hair. A hat is hiding the top, so I can't see whether he's balding or not, but I get the impression that he's balding. But I don't see that as a bad thing. I see it as very sexy, and I feel that this guy is very skillful in a lot of ways. Impressive is the word I'm getting. Gerald, the name I'm getting that's around him. Hey, you've got somebody coming your way then. This looks to me like it's going to be around June 6th or July 6th. 7-6 or 6-6, I'm getting. So
this is a new guy.
Yeah, new guy. Very stable, nice.
Oh, good.
Nice man. Yeah, look for the hat.
Okay, older gentleman?
Yeah, he's got a baby face, but he is going to be older. He's got a baby face. He's clean-shaven. He's clean-shaven, like a baby.
Ooh.
Handsome.
Ooh.
Handsome.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
June 6th. Keep those two dates, June 6th and July 6th, because those are important dates for you as far as your love life is concerned.
Okay.
Woohoo! Life is so
Say that again.
Call me back and let me know. I got to know about this guy because he sounds cool.
Oh, I sure will.
Yeah, and give kisses to your mother and tell her thank you for all her stubbornness. And she's taught you an awful lot.
She has. That she has. Some things she's taught me have not been
that you couldn't
miss for me.
Yeah, right. I get that. But
you know but she has taught me to be strong and
you know,
definitely.
She's taught
you my
what
ground.
Not to do. She's taught you what not to do.
Yes. Yes.
How cool is that?
Yes, that's true. She's taught me what not to do. You're right on about that. Definitely
cool
right
dude.
On about that. All right.
Yeah,
thank you
darling.
So
you
very much.
You have a
much.
Blessed day, and thank you for calling into the meditation.
You as well. Blessings
Great.
To you.
Great. Warmest.
Bye-bye.
Warmest blessings, dear. Thank you. All righty, we can take one more call. We've got area code 818. 818.
Afternoon,
hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi,
Diane.
Happy to be squeezed right in. I'm so happy to talk to you. Honestly,
cool.
Everybody's loving you, and you give out such good energy. You're really good people.
Aw, thank you, darling. How can I help you?
So,
where are you going on
a
trip? You're going away, huh? You're going away?
I don't
going
know.
On a trip? Man,
I haven't
I
booked
it.
One yet. Do you see me going with a man?
I do, and I kind of like the guy, but I don't see you staying with him. He'll be a fun friend, but he's a little out of balance, not for you. Who's
Can
this
you
guy?
See,
yeah,
there's two of them. Is this
one
I don't
is
know
blonde.
Which one?
This is the blonde, the light haired guy. He's got a light aura around him. Yeah, he's
right,
fun.
And he is fun. I agree. The other one I was dating for years, on and off. My birthday was last week. He brings me over a birthday gift. Unbeknownst,
Aww.
I mean,
Happy
like from
birthday.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. But So then I thought, oh, he was trying to be a little, you know, wanted to go take me out to someplace nice. And but I got a really strange feeling. It wasn't working with me. And I'm sure he was seeing someone and he didn't want to admit it. But, you know, I felt I'm very intuitive. And I would just like confirmation that I'm right. Are you able to pick that one up with him?
Yeah, but I'm also picking up that there's an illness around him. And I'm thinking he's not doing well. Oh, he'll be okay.
I believe you.
Yeah, I see an illness around him, but he'll be okay. But I think that it's almost like he's hedging his bets as far as women are concerned. He wants to get in as many as he can, and that's going to change very soon.
Oh. Change because he's not feeling well. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Or change because he's going to find one woman.
No, I think he wants to get in as many as he can. It's like a man thing.
Oh, okay. You know what? And that's how I always felt he was, 100%. I felt that. And that really resonates. People don't change. And you're just confirming it. And he's not the one I'm traveling with, correct? You don't see it
No,
being
he's
him.
Not. No. No, I don't see I it being him. I see the light-haired guy, and I see you're going to have a great time. It's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait. And do you know when? Could it be
like
summer,
winter? Let me go back on that one. Let me just see. It looks like it's going to be in about 5 weeks.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting 5 to 8 weeks. There's
do you see
there's
a big trip,
a,
like over water, like to Europe or local?
Let me look. You know, I'm not seeing water, but I am seeing journey. That's telling me it's a planned route that you're going to take, and it's something that you've looked forward to for a long time, and it's going to have an impact on you as far as your past lives are concerned. It's a journey. A long journey, but I don't see you going over water. I see you going over land.
Oh, okay, cool. Good. I'm loving that.
Cool.
I'm loving that. So you're at Dolphin. No, I mean, that's so fun to hear. So that sounds good. No one new coming in, you think?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And you're going to be, you're going to love this. You are going to be into it by April of next year. April of next year, you're going to be very into a relationship, a committed relationship. And it's going to be very good for you heart-wise, emotionally-wise, and economic-wise. So it looks to me like this is going to be someone who's going to really help you financially.
I love you so much. Thank you for being
part
of giving so much of you. Okay, many blessings. Bye, V.
Warmest to you too, dear. Thanks for calling in.
Namaste.
All righty. Okay, I think we're about out of time, aren't we? My, oh, my. Where did the time go? It sure does fly. Well, we were going to be talking about what was going on at the Star Walk Symposium. We spoke a little bit about it, but we got a lot of telephone calls, which makes me really happy. Hey, today, later on Radio Saturday, Lydia will be coming up. You know, Audrey moved to Thursday, by the way. She's on at 6 p.m. Central on Thursdays now with My Beauty Angel. And Lydia will be coming on at 4 p.m. today. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. will be the Light Givers International Association Worldwide Celebration. So I do hope that you tune in for that at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And with that, we'll be letting you go. And thank you all for joining us today. God bless you from the deepest depths of my heart to you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Whether it's raining or whether the sun is shining, know that the light is always going to be there to pull you through. God bless you all. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye.